This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Russia continues to isolate itself by their actions. They're dangerous, they're provocative, they're irresponsible. This needs to stop.
Fighting for Idaho.
Of all the incredible moments of our trips to Africa, one of the most memorable was being able to bring Michelle and later our little girls to my father's hometown in Kenya.
Fighting for you.
If an illegal immigrant kills an American citizen, we're lucky to get that information out of the police.
You know, what we need to do is to crack down on the employers that hire the illegals. They're the ones that enable them to stay here and take American jobs.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. We'll have the latest on the administration now admitting that last night at 8:45 Eastern time that ISIS forces were bombed by U.S. airstrikes. They have confirmed that. We'll have the very latest for you coming up from Fox News in a minute. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Dan Gaynor now with the Media Research Center. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
Oh, it's not bad. It's depressing to watch the Mideast and the fighting continue again, and to watch the fighting in Iraq continue again. I mean, I wish somebody would just acknowledge that every single major country in the world is fighting Islamic extremism, quite literally. I mean, not just, you know, in PR ways. I mean, quite literally in combat ways.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I was so tuned to the monitors here that I have literally just spilled boiling hot coffee all over myself. So we'll try and make it through this segment as we talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And that's just never fun, is it?
No, and it's depressing to really watch the way the media spin the narrative.
No, I was talking about spilling coffee all over myself.
Oh. I don't drink coffee, so I am spared the morning hot caffeine.
Yeah,
I go for the cold caffeine. I'm a 365 tea, iced tea drinker.
Yeah, well, I think you're a lot smarter than I am. By the way, would you like to say hi to your family here in the Treasure Valley?
Absolutely. I've got some of them here now, but I say hello to the remaining refugees in Idaho.
Always great to have you with us. So, when did we go from reporting to the news to pretty much, how should I say this, manipulating the news for public opinion?
Well, I think it has always been that way, but it was never as organized or as scientific as it is now. I mean, the most famous example of media bias, frankly, is Walter Cronkite from 1968, after the Tet Offensive, where the United States military crushed, you know, North Vietnamese military attacks all across South Vietnam. Walter Cronkite came out and said the war is unwinnable. Well, I mean, you know, that resulted in, you know, Lyndon Johnson saying, you know, when you lost Cronkite, you've lost America. And we later find out Cronkite was even talking about possibly running as a Democrat, and he was a big liberal, and Helen Thomas, who was also the dean of the White House press corps, was a big liberal, and you just go down the line, and they were all big liberals. Edgar R. Murrow, and, you know, the famous great journalists. So it's not surprising that we're at a biased point. But to see the networks systematically pick sides and not tell you what's really going on. I mean, you know, case in point, as far as picking sides, obviously, over the study we just did where we looked at how the networks refer to Hamas. Now, for people who don't know Hamas at home, Hamas was declared a terrorist organization by the United States on the first day that we created a terrorist watch list back in 1997. It's on there with 21, you know, crazy terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. Okay, so there's no doubt who's on this list. And yet the networks won't call them terrorists. They called them fighters. They called them militants. Actually, one really just disgusting example from CBS even called them soldiers, by a factor of 13-1 over terrorists. That's what the journalists were saying. That's not the opinion people they're interviewing. That's what the actual network journalists were saying. And then what they don't tell you is that Hamas keeps such a tight hold on Gaza that they don't allow journalists to show Hamas people with guns, Hamas people shooting, incidents where Hamas people were doing bad things, Hamas people firing rockets. In fact, it took an Indian TV crew to show the construction and launching of a Hamas rocket right next to their hotel for any of that information to get out. American crews not doing any of it. NBC puts Ayman Mojaddin in there, who used to work for Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is funded by the exact same people from the royalty of Qatar that actually fund Hamas.
Dan Gaynor with us, Media Research Center. Kevin Miller here in the morning at 580 KIDO. And I go back to this, and the idea that, you know, if it wasn't for this erudite Israeli ambassador, he actually has to correct people during these interviews he has, whether it's somebody from MSNBC, whether it's Aaron Burnett on CNN. I find it fascinating, the anti-Israeli coverage from American networks.
And it's more than just American networks. I mean, what's going on here? We're seeing a global rise in anti-Semitism. And in part, it's being pushed by media outlets that have set up this kind of crazy David and Goliath scenario. The left, and that means the American media, because they're just walk arm in arm, they have decided that Hamas is part of Islam. And as such, they're going to treat it nicely, because American media don't like Christianity, don't like the power that Christians have in this country, and so they, to fight back against that, they support Islamic causes. The Islamic people in America, despite the fact that you're part of 1.6 billion Islamic people around the world and 50 nations that they control, they're the underdog in America, and they're going to use them as the David to take down the Christian Goliath. And so you get this coverage where the only other group that gets better coverage in America besides Muslims is the LGBT people, because the media loves them even more.
You're on thin ice when you're talking about the LGBT community.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you're not supposed to, you say anything disagreeing with, I mean, and that's what we go back to. We no longer live in tolerance America. Remember, that was the lefty line in the 80s and 90s. Oh, we just want you to be tolerant of people who are different. That sounds pretty reasonable. And pretty much everybody I know is tolerant of people who disagree with them, everybody but liberals. They went from tolerance to acceptance. So you've got to accept who I am. Well, no, I don't really have to. And then it became, you must, you know, mandated celebration. And whether it is, you know, mandated celebration of every LGBT agenda thing or every pro-Islamic thing, to the point where they don't even want to tell you how monstrous the things are going on in the Mideast right now. That they complained, oh, Israel killed a few Muslims today who were firing endless rockets at Israel. And they set up this, like, moral equivalency, like the two sides are equal. And they ignore the fact that in nearby countries, you've got massive Muslim-on-Muslim slaughter, Muslim pogrom of Christians, Muslim pogrom of this other sect that's part Islamic, part Christian, that's been around for hundreds of years. They don't want to show all the butchery going on by ISIS. I mean, you know, all along the whole Mideast area, there's monster stuff going on. They want to beat up on Israel because Israel is the disappointing to them.
Well, Dan Gaynor with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. My favorite is that Israel has an unfair advantage, and they should give Hamas and Hezbollah and the other usual suspects technology so they could have their own Iron Dome. And I'm thinking to myself, what would the slaughter be like in Israel if they didn't have that Iron Dome?
Oh, I mean, they fired just today 20 new rocket attacks into Israel. They fired since Hamas took over in Gaza. When Israel pulled out of Gaza and said, here, go deal with it, they fired 15,000 unaimed rockets into Israel. That means they point and shoot at population centers trying to kill civilians. There are 6 million Jews in Israel, 1 million Arabs in Israel. They don't care who they kill. They just want to kill somebody. But that's normal. I mean, it is positively monstrous. It's something no nation on earth, I mean, the Swiss would not tolerate this. They would move in and take it out. The United States, we would have gone in and literally pushed everybody out. If that's what it took to get to secure American citizen safety, we would have gone in there and shot everybody who's carrying a gun if we had to.
Well, maybe in the old days.
Well, true. But whether it was the federal government or in this case, with the federal government being run by Obama, it might have to be Texas. Because, you know, you can pretty much count on I think the Texas National Guard would go in. I mean, it's just we would not tolerate this. No nation could tolerate this. When the rockets coming from Gaza can reach half of Israel. So imagine just the entire, just draw a line, the Mason-Dixon line, all the way across the United States. Rockets coming from the south can hit all of that area. Everybody in that area having to spend half their day or more in bomb shelters, shrapnel raining down on them. They make it sound like the Iron Dome is this, you know, super-powered weapon that just makes the rockets disappear. Now, when Iron Dome rockets hit, you know, the other rockets, they explode and rain hot, deadly shrapnel down on the earth. No, you can't live that way. And
no.
You shouldn't have to live that way, especially in a free nation.
Well, it comes down to, instead of reporting the news, they're promoting their own agenda.
That's entirely correct. And their own agenda is anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-democratic. The true irony, just to connect the points I was making, the true irony of what is going on in Israel is that Israel is the most free place for Jews, for Arabs, and even for gay people in the Mideast. It's the only place where gay people can go in the Mideast and not be butchered for who they are.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't get. You have a lot of people from the LGBT community talking about supporting Hamas, and I'm like, it ain't going to be good for them if Hamas gets in power.
I mean, that's it. Yeah, I mean, but nobody will call them on it. Nobody will go around to the LGBT groups and say, by the way, you know, if Hamas wins their victory of either genociding Israel or ethnically cleansing them from the area, you know that every gay person in that area will be persecuted and killed. No.
Right, you're right. More coming up from our friend Dan Gaynor next, Media Research Center. At 580KIDO, let's get you to work safely and on time.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Thank you all for joining us. Dan Gaynor with us from the Media Research Center. You know, Dan, what do you make of the coverage of the border?
I guess it's better than the Mideast coverage. But that's not even the Mendoza line of incompetence. It's awful. I mean, it's, you know, here you have this crisis where Obama skates by. He even goes to Texas and doesn't go to the border, and they don't stick with it. What it is, you know, it's an example of how the media don't stick with scandals when it's a Democrat. And today is the 40th anniversary of Nixon resigning. And so the media are all agog about the, you know, the presidency they took down. But the only reason they took down a president wasn't that he did illegal things, because a lot of presidents have done illegal things. It's that he committed the cardinal sin of having an R after his name. You know, I mean, you could go down the line. I've written a piece for Fox that should be up today talking about the scandals of the Obama administration, the fact that they're investigating Americans, that they're that the CIA under Obama spied on the U.S. Senate. I still can't wrap my brain around that one. That there's been this litany of Obama scandals, any one of which would have been used to skewer the Republican leader. My favorite of those is the Joe Biden story that came out in the book that just came out. That Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude in front of female Secret Service agents. If Dick Cheney had done that, they'd still be screaming about it, even though Bush has been out of office for 5.5 years. It shows that they have no interest in pursuing how the border is covered. They don't want to go into Mexico and interview the families of the people who died as a result of the failed Fast and Furious thing. That's what they would do if a Republican had done it. There's just two total sets of journalism, one for the right and one for the left. One for the right, everything you ever do, good or bad, will be used against you by the media. And the one for the left is everything you ever do will be excused by the media.
Well, I agree with you here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, Dan Gaynor joining us from the Media Research Center. You know, how can anyone besides a Democrat be elected considering the coverage here? I mean, you know, take a look at this. The idea, here we go, of this election, and, you know, the Republicans are evil and the Democrats are good. I mean, that's a huge advantage.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a huge advantage. What happens is, if you're a Republican, you're running against, it's a two-on-one battle. It has been for decades, and it's about darn time that the GOP acknowledge it. Reince Priebus has made some noises toward that, about removing the major media from the debate process. One of the places where we saw Candy Crowley, for instance, last year, totally skew the debates, just totally declare, you know, Obama the winner and totally screw up the debates for Romney. So removing that would be one way. But the problem is, if you're a Tea Party person or a real conservative, you're fighting a three-on-one battle.
Exactly.
Because the leadership of the GOP is also against you. It's a hard thing, but Americans do have other forms of media, not just talk radio, but the Internet. What the GOP and conservatives, and the two are often not the same, but what anybody on the right needs to do is really more and more commit resources to getting the word out and creating their own news and finding the news outlets that are biased and just telling them, no, we won't talk to you. I mean, if the GOP on the Hill announced that not only would they not talk to MSNBC, you know, but they wouldn't allow, you know, that anybody from the right who did, they wouldn't talk to them either. They would just squeeze them out. You would end up with MSNBC really looking bad. And the GOP and the right need to go to war against the bias and really do what Newt Gingrich did so well in the debates last time, you know, to really just tackle the narrative where the media always attacks from the left.
Dan Gaynor, as always, we appreciate it. What should we be looking out for here?
Well, I mean, I think right now, since two big things today, actually three. One, obviously, the anniversary of Nixon, so the media will talk about that. And just mentally picture all the comparisons you could do to Obama and look how they don't make it. The next is the fighting has restarted in Gaza. Continue to look, watch how your local media outlets cover that, and if they cover it in the same way, calling Gaza people, you know, militants and fighters, you know, whoop up on them, call them and complain. And then the last is the situation in Iraq, where it's so out of control. Watch how rarely they refer to ISIS, this lunatic Islamic group. Watch how rarely they use the term Islam or Muslim connected to them.
Dan, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Our friend Dan Gaynor with us. And think about this, and let's just have a few thoughts here at 580KIDO. And if you're just waking up, it has been confirmed, that we have launched airstrikes against the ISIS forces. And one could say, legitimately, why did it take us so long to do this? We knew that the ISIS folks were bad people. Heck, they're on the gates of Baghdad. They're on the gates of Baghdad. And yet, only now, when they have the Christians surrounded, and it doesn't look good for the Christians, that we're sending in humanitarian and hopefully some weapons and such. But what gets me is that in America, we have the American dream. And everyone in America should have the opportunity, if they work hard, to better themselves, to do wonderful things for their family, for their community, for their faith. And when's the last time you went out and bought a big purchase? Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's a truck. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a new piece of furniture. And for the longest time, you and your spouse were looking over things and thinking to yourself, well, can I afford this? Can I afford to do this? We have a ton of issues going on in the world today. The world is a mess. We have the president that wants to whip out the credit card, you know, the one from the Chinese, and pay $3 billion to solve the crisis on the border. Look, we love the little kids, and I love dogs. But when I want to go out and adopt a bunch of dogs and live with dogs and never come in and just hang out with dogs the rest of my life, my wife looks at me and goes, honey, we can't do that. You look at the state of Idaho, you got to have a balanced budget. It'll be a big issue in the gubernatorial campaign, a balanced budget issue. Okay? I get it. The federal government is just spending money at the expense of good Americans, and that's what scares me. And this is not political. This is a question of taking care of our people. Here we are all of a sudden spending money on missiles, on bombs, and everything else, and we got majors in Afghanistan getting fired because of budget cuts. Now, the only thing I have to say is, if in fact you're going to serve our country, if you're going to risk your life, if you're going to jeopardize your family relations, because it's a strain on marriages, it's a strain on parenting, it's a thankless job in the military, does some weasel bean counting penny pincher in Washington have a right to say that you're just a number on a sheet of paper? It's amazing to me. The military folks should be exempt from these things. No, it's funny, our friend the Boise Rabble Rouser is telling me about being the apologist that he is for Obama. Look, if this were a Republican and when President Bush was in office, I gave it to him. But the facts are the facts. The world's a mess, man. The world's a bleeping mess. I'm looking at a map right now. All these major cities are under ISIS control. We got artillery being fired at U.S. personnel. There's no fear. That's the language that these folks understand. Fear. Bringing harm to them. And they're running around in their black pajamas with impunity. And the president says he's not going to take it anymore. He's got to be responsible. It's kind of like at a business meeting. When you make a bad decision, aren't we taught by our parents? And don't we teach our children to own up to it? Where's that with government? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
For this office, in part to end our war in Iraq and welcome our troops home. And that's what we've done. I've therefore authorized targeted airstrikes, if necessary, to help forces in Iraq as they fight to break the siege of Mount Sinjar and protect the civilians trapped there.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
740, Kevin Miller with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Are we going back to Iraq? Airstrikes underway. We go to the phones and we want to hear from you at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, in the war in Iraq, I guess Congress went home, but Congress needs to supervise every one of these military operations, and they don't even think that they need to. But that's their constitutional jurisdiction, their constitutional position. And they've turned it all over to the executive branch, and it's wrong. But you never hear anybody discussing that kind of stuff. And so we just have a totally incompetent kind of, I guess, public, because we don't insist that our Congress do something about, like, letting the executive branch do whatever they want to about war.
Well, the idea is we're taking them to Judge Judy as opposed to impeachment.
Right. And that's an impeachable offense when you go to war without congressional approval. And, and then we never declare war. We never use mark and reprisal, which are constitutional provisions. We don't even talk about them. So, you know, we don't have anybody in Congress that's competent to even read the Constitution.
Well, it really comes down to who's looking out for you.
Yeah, well, They're looking out for themselves, and that's when you have a selfish motive for being a politician, you always get it wrong. So that's why we're wrong, because I guess our public, our voters are selfish, so they elect selfish politicians, so that's where we're at.
Well, there is always the power of prayer, brother.
Yeah, well, that's what we have to do. If we don't turn back to Jesus Christ and stop killing the babies, we're going nowhere.
So finally, what do you make of the president? Do you believe that we should be saving the Christians in Iraq or not?
Yeah, we probably should. But he needs to be talking to Congress about it, and then they need to be telling him what they think about it. But they're not going to even do that because they want to get elected, and they don't want to offend anybody about the war issue. They don't want to offend anybody about anything.
Well, thankfully, we have you here.
Yeah, well, I'll offend everybody. I'm just saying all of us as Americans are out of it. We have selfish motives, and so we've messed up our whole society.
All right. Well, thanks for that positive feedback today.
Yeah. Hey, I'll call back tomorrow and give you maybe something even worse.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right. See
you. All right. Wake up with worse. That's compelling stuff. Yeah, I do. I would like to keep my job here. We go to Rachel Sutherland at Fox News Radio at 580 KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we have the reaction to the president's speech last night. Now the news that U.S. personnel have been under attack. We've got the airstrikes going on. What's the reaction?
Well, right now these airstrikes are happening. They happened early this morning on an artillery device that is ISIL operated that was threatening personnel in a northern city where there's a consulate. So action was taken, as the president alluded to last night when he said that he had authorized airstrikes if necessary. Now, some Republicans are saying that perhaps the president isn't going far enough. In fact, we heard from Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who is saying that he would never take the idea of boots on the ground off the table, that this is a real threat. There are others, though, who really just feel weary of the idea of getting involved in another conflict.
Indeed, and yet you have this humanitarian crisis that's been going on for quite some time, so much so that it caused the president to rethink his strategy about Iraq. Well, any word on what went into that decision to help these folks?
You know, this situation in Iraq has sort of been on the back burner as far as the news cycle is concerned. When you had the situation in Ukraine unfold, and of course what's going on the Gaza Strip over the past few weeks. So this hasn't been in the forefront of a lot of people's minds, but this has been going on a while with these Islamist militants just overrunning cities and being a menace and a threat, in particular to religious minorities, including Christians. And so right now there are thousands of Christians trapped on a mountaintop. They're surrounded. They don't have basics like food and water. So humanitarian aid is being dropped from the U.S. for these people. It really is a humanitarian crisis that's been developing there for a while, but maybe hasn't gotten the attention that possibly it deserved.
Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Is it too soon to have folks that are critical of any action by the administration, considering the last time the president talked about Iraq, he said we've left it stable and we're good to go and we'll be seeing you?
Right. And it looked that way. There's all kinds of clips that one could pull of Obama saying that we're done there. And this does seem like a total 180. But he has vowed not to get back involved in a quote-unquote war. However, when we're talking about F-18s dropping 500-pound bombs as they did this morning, it sure looks like war.
Well, not only that, but you have more U.S. personnel on the ground, and you have to really wonder just how many troops are over there that are special operators that may not be disclosed.
Right, and we don't know exactly. These are details that we aren't privy to. There was a Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel coming out very early this morning and talking to reporters, letting them know what he can tell them about the situation there. So it is developing, and we're certainly keeping an eye on it. As Chuck Hagel was saying, that ISIL remains a very significant threat to the security of Iraq and also to the United States.
And we'll have to see how it all plays out. Rachel, hopefully you won't have to draw the Sunday morning show review duty like you did last Monday. Boy,
I don't mind.
I'm with you. I try and watch that stuff, but man, same guest, this, that, and the other, and that. And now these aren't your words, so you won't get in trouble. That swarmy David Gregory. Oof.
I'll let that one sit with you.
Well, Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right, there we have Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. And the inside skinny on that is that she drew the duty of actually watching every Sunday show, which I kind of look over every now and then. And I sit back, and, you know, Chris Wallace has his style, George Stephanopoulos. And after a while, you're like, geez, I've spent 5 hours of my day off working, and then you try and summarize it. So we were trying to get her on to talk about that. It gets kind of tedious after a while. But by the way, we'd love to get your thoughts here. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580-KIDO at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we have the two worlds of President Obama. If you were watching the Seahawks versus the Broncos last night, well, it was interrupted by the president announcing that he's going to make sure that ISIS does not slaughter these innocent civilians. We're going to have humanitarian aid and air attacks. By the way, the president was scooped by his own stories last night. I saw it on the wire and put it on the Kevin Miller hot list under Obama bombs that we were attacking these folks last night, according to the Kurds on the ground.
Meanwhile, ISIL forces below have called for the systematic destruction of the entire Yazidi people, which would constitute genocide. So these innocent families are faced with a horrible choice: descend the mountain and be slaughtered, or stay and slowly die of thirst and hunger.
Wow, there we have it. Of course, that has been going on for quite some time. Let's go back to the president that remained calm, Iraq as well.
End a war, then begin one. Indeed, everything that American troops have done in Iraq, all the fighting, now all the dying, the bleeding, and the building, and the training, and the partnering, all of it has led to this moment of success. Now, Iraq's not a perfect place. It has many challenges ahead. But we're leaving behind a sovereign, stable, and self-reliant Iraq with a representative government that was elected by its people. We're building a new partnership between our nations.
How did that work out? That was just 3 years ago. Never mind all the equipment, never mind all the sacrifice, never mind anything else. We're back, everybody.
I've therefore authorized targeted airstrikes, if necessary, to help forces in Iraq as they fight to break the siege of Mount Sinjar and protect the civilians trapped there.
Man, now you talk about a bad return on investment. The billions of dollars that the Iraqis never, never paid back to us. The cost of our beautiful, humble, virtuous troops. And whatever happened to, like, a dollar a gallon gas that we were going to get out of the thanks of the Iraqi people for liberating them? Terrible issues. 580-5436. Do you agree with the president that it's time to go back in? Or should we just let those folks figure it out for themselves? Tough choices, but that's where you come in. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO coming up in less than 4 minutes. The latest from Fox News Radio on the air attacks in Iraq. No, we're not back in 2002, 2003, 2010. We are attacking some artillery installations that have been not good for our troops. We'll have the latest on that coming up next hour. We'll talk a little bit about the Second Amendment and the issue there. There seems to also be some controversy going on in Canyon County that we'll get to next hour, and it really has been brewing for quite some time. You have Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue saying that there's not enough money. I'm losing deputies. The prison needs to be redone. The jail needs to be overhauled. In fact, remember, we went to the jail and we talked to the deputies and we actually went inside with the female inmates for quite some time. Had a little fun with the girls, if you will. And again, this has been bubbling for quite some time, and a lot of it has to do with the lawsuit by the ACLU that sued the county successfully. And you have, what is it, 4, 5, maybe up to 8 times a day that you have to go around and check the water temperature. so Canyon County is in compliance with the lawsuit. And so, again, you have a lot of lawbreakers. You don't have anywhere to put them. The Canyon County commissioners have their thoughts on that. The sheriff disagrees with them, and that's where we are. So coming up next hour, we'll go inside the controversy, and we'll talk to our friend Canyon County Commissioner Craig Hansen. Now, you remember the last time Mr. Hansen was on, he called out Tom Dale and wasn't happy with me because I said, hey, what's going on? And he talked about some issues involving now soon-to-be Canyon County Commissioner Dale and some issues he had where he got mad at folks, and it was good for you. I mean, is there anything worse than listening to boring radio? I hate it. Yes, Kevin, you're boring me right now. I mean, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, the water dripping in the sink is better than this. So we'll go inside that controversy, and it comes down to whether or not folks in Canyon County are going to pony up for a jail. What has it been, three attempts to fund that? It hasn't happened, number one. Number two, if you think it's just a Canyon County issue, we've talked to Sheriff Rainey about this. We've talked to others that, you know, the lawbreakers don't stop at the county border. They run wild and free, and then they clog up the folks in Ada County and Gem County and Boise County, and you can't bring them back because there's no room at the inn. Funny how counties and local and city governments are held to a fiscal accountability standard much higher than the federal government. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 759 580 KIDO. Still looking for some comments for you about the president's speech last night. More U.S. personnel as airstrikes target ISIS artillery in Iraq. We'll get your reaction. Plus, an Alabama congressman is not backing down from his comments, saying that the Democrats have a quote-unquote war on white people. You'll hear his comments and we'll get your reaction. That's coming up next hour with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO.